I want to close this with the Lord's words in Luke 22. Verse 23, they began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. Also, a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be the greatest. And Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trial, and I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred it one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Then the word of warning comes to Simon. "Satan has asked to sift you as wheat." How do you like them apples? Simon gets the warning, and Jesus already knows what Satan wants to do to him. Verse 32 says, "But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." If you take that word and you look at it clearly, he is pointing out that Simon Peter is going to go through hell. Satan wants to shift everything in him so that he can start seeing, and God is allowing it so that he can see himself. I was talking to somebody this week about how we don't see ourselves. We see others and how critical we can be of everyone else, but we don't see number one. Peter had no clue that he was ever going to deny the Lord. He didn't know what was inside of him. But the Lord knew. But there's another one who knew what was inside of him. Anybody know who it was? Satan knew. It's very clear. Satan knew what was in Peter. Satan knows your weaknesses better than you know your own. And those weaknesses are not to be tearing you apart. Those weaknesses are to be overcome by the Lord inside of you. And when you're ready to bow and ask for his help, he'll give it to you. But if you're stubborn and try to clean up your own act, have a party. You might end up hanging yourself. And I'm not being fussy. I'm not laughing. It's not a laughing matter. It's not funny when people go ahead and go and kill themselves and they're believers. And I've dealt with some of that. I had a young lady that I cared for very deeply. And she ended up turning against the Lord and against me. She called me from a bridge in the middle of the night, 2:30 in the morning. And she said, "I'm about to jump. I'm at a phone booth." This is before cell phones, so don't start looking and figuring out who it is, because you won't. And my wife was aware of what was being spoken because she was yelling. And I said, "Well, why don't you just go ahead and jump? The angels will catch you. And you'll pay double the price, or a fish will swallow you. It should be interesting to see when he throws you back into your backyard where you need to deal with all of this, because God has an ability to make you deal with your garbage and forgive those who hurt you." "Well, they don't deserve to be, and I'm going to kill myself and it's going to be your fault." I said, "Go right ahead. But you're not going to lay that one on me." And my wife is saying to me, you got to call 911. Get on the other phone. I didn't have one in bed. I had two in bed. And they were both in agreement that this woman was going to commit suicide. And I said, young lady, I am telling you right now, the angels of God are watching over you and you will not make it into that river. And I hung up. Because that's what the Lord said. Hang up. 2 weeks later, I learned that she was arrested because there was a policeman that was actually, right, driving by slowly. And he heard her yelling. And he picked her up and brought her to the station. Angels will show up with uniforms.
Amen.
But you know what? You can't agree with that stuff. Now, it wasn't Jesus that was giving a hard time to Simon. Who wanted to give a hard time to Simon? Yeah, it's not make-believe. He wanted to kill him. Okay? Just pray a minute because I don't know if we're supposed to go any further. Okay. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Is it his spirit speaking or is it his soul? Soul. Mind, will, and emotions. He's willing. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times. You'll deny me, and you'll deny that you know me. Here, the intent of the human heart is visible. Many times we have circumstances in our lives that are very difficult and we don't enjoy them. But I can guarantee you, as the Holy Spirit has been consistently reminding us, month after month, the house of the Lord is a body. The corporate body will pray for each other. It doesn't matter how many miles away they are or how close they are. They're connected. And the real bottom line is that He loves you. And Jesus, through you, and through you, and through you, is praying for each individual to keep them on track. That's what the body of Christ is all about. The corporate body is needed to continue to go forward in obedience. Because we're the body on earth. We're Him in the earth. Amen?
Amen.
Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You're the same yesterday.
You're the same yesterday.
Today and forever.
And forever.
This Passover
is going to be exciting.
This blood moon is warning some of the Jews.
Something awesome is about to happen.
So we ask for blessings. For Israel and Jerusalem. In Jesus' name. And for those who are crying out to you, Lord, deliver them and bring them into your promised land. For the God of glory is at work. Jesus Christ, our Savior. God bless you.